Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We are here to deliver on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen is aptly at the controls. So now here we are trying to figure out the solution to problems. Not just talking about things, but when there's a problem, we try to find a solution to it that is practical. That's something we all have to decide what's practical. Some of the things in our lives that we don't agree on necessarily that are practical, but like dealing with technology and the world today. For me, much of what is practical for other people is not practical for me. I just, we embrace different things in different ways. Sometimes it's an age thing. Sometimes it's an experience thing. It just is. Sometimes it's just a thing. I will tell you, before Jennifer, you get off onto the Amazon thing, I really am taken back you hear me, some people are frustrated with me because I'm not predictable. I'll say Trump is good because of this and somebody else is good because of that, because I think I look at the whole picture. One of the things that drives me absolutely nuts is the shortfall in thinking, or the intolerance maybe, of things. Now, I don't really know who Antonio Sabato is. He's an actor. He's a friend of
you would recognize him if you saw his face.
Yeah.
He's been around. He started out as a Calvin Klein model.
He ran for Congress in 2018.
This week, he's been around talking about candidates and what his own reality was. He was interviewed by Variety. It came out on Monday. He moved to Florida because he had to get out of Los Angeles because he was blacklisted. And why was he blacklisted? Jennifer?
Because he's a Republican.
Because he supported Trump. Yep. Do you know how just wrong that is?
I know, though, that's easy to also say because his career was dead. And so to also say, well, I'm not getting any work because I supported Trump. His career was long gone. He was out of the spotlight way before Trump came along.
But there's a reason, and maybe that's a
Colin
Kaepernick kind of argument.
You just said I'd recognize him.
From a long time ago, if you saw his face,
just looked him up.
The one thing that people may not realize about California is that people who are conservative are scared to death to say that their Trump supporters are Republicans in California, and that's just a reality. Either if they're not in the business, with air quotes, then they're afraid that if they have a Trump sticker on their car, they're wearing a Trump hat, that they're going to get their car keyed, or that someone's going to come up and try to like start an altercation with them. And that's reality, by the way. I mean, trust me when I tell you it's the truth. And as far as Hollywood goes, there are organizations in Hollywood that are underground that are like support groups for conservatives in Hollywood because they really are afraid of getting blacklisted. I have a friend.
Hasn't heard
right
Clint
now.
Eastwood.
But he's Clint Eastwood, and that's the point, is that the people who are not quite Clint Eastwood are the ones that are really hiding. I have a friend who is scared to death that people will find out that he is a Trump supporter and that he is a Republican. And he works in Hollywood, and he has begged me never to say where he works or what he does or even his name. He won't even take pictures. This is what's so funny. He won't take pictures with me. He went to a town hall event. Larry Elder is like one of his icons. He wouldn't take a picture with him out of fear that somehow that would get on social media and that people would figure it out. And I'm not making it up. This person is not crazy, but this is the reality because they just know that people will not hire them. So it's not untrue. I mean, maybe he's using that as a crutch because his career is suffering a bit, but it's not untrue.
Well,
and he did run for Congress a couple years ago.
The other side of that is even mediocre actors have lots of work these days because there's so much production going on in Los Angeles, in California, and as a matter of fact, all around the country. Florida has got a reemergence. I found this past week when I was in Florida. There's lots of activity in Georgia, lots of activity here in Massachusetts, where the Film Bureau has made it very attractive, and most of these states, same thing, making it attractive. There are tons of movies being made, all of the stuff, because of Apple and because of Amazon and because of whatever, all these outfits are looking at HBO for for product. So I'm not sure that his unless he chose. You got to be a really bad actor. Pardon what's
well, I mean,
fun.
I think he's very attractive. I'm sure CSI or NCIS would love to put him in. I mean, you see a lot of those actors who maybe aren't what they used to be go in those series. But the really cool story about Antonio Sabato is, because I've had an opportunity to talk with him, he is actually from the he was from Czechoslovakia at the time. So he was Italian, but he lived in Czechoslovakia. He saw communism, and that's what drove him to be a conservative when he came here. And really interesting to talk to him about some of the programs that Bernie Sanders talks about, because he has seen how they have an effect on people because of his time growing up there. And it's, I don't know, he brings an interesting perspective, I think.
Well, I do think people are waking up a little bit to the realities of what's going on in terms of politics in general. And Bernie, certainly what people think about him, you know, there's a talk about Bloomberg not being that much of a personality. My God, who in the world would want to be around Bernie's personality? All right, I want to get off of that. Let's go to the delivery mechanisms of choice here. What's being delivered that ought not to be, Jennifer?
The coronavirus. If you're a member of Amazon and you have Prime, that's probably not what you want to get delivered as a nice, healthy dose of COVID-19. But Amazon is having to come to terms with the fact that one of their employees in Seattle has tested positive for COVID-19, the coronavirus. The New York Times reported this story, and Amazon has said so far that they're supporting the affected employee who is in quarantine. The company, or the employee, is based out of the company's Brazil building in Washington, according to an internal memo sent out to Amazon employees. They went home feeling sick on Tuesday, February 25th. They have not come back to Amazon since. Amazon has notified employees who have been in contact with that person. Earlier this week, Amazon confirmed that two of its employees in Italy had gotten the virus and were in quarantine. The company had already requested 800 employees halt non-essential travel.
This stuff's got to be able to be spread on the surface of boxes and
stuff. It does.
It stays, right?
And the thing that makes it different from other viruses is that most viruses have a lifespan of like an hour or two. The coronavirus can stay alive on something for over 24 hours. And that's why currency is tough, boxes, countertops, handrails, doorknobs. That's what makes it a little bit more frightening, because usually, okay, they're not the cleanest things for you to touch, but usually the living viruses will die after a short amount of time. So, again, Washington's struggling. 9 people so far have died in Washington State, and most of them, I think all of them actually, were at a nursing facility seeking treatment, so a lot of them already had pre-existing health conditions. But certainly Amazon has got to think, whoa, wait a second. I think the thing that freaked me out the most, and I'm not really fearful about coronavirus.
Wait a minute. I can see Amazon. There's a logo for Amazon, and then there's a little bling on the top of a little cloud. Whoa, wait a minute.
That's what they say. But the thing that freaked me out is when I heard that it could live on currency for a day, and I thought, wow, that's a plot for a movie when people want to send the contagion out.
Yeah, but it lives even longer on credit cards. They're actually better to use paper money. We did this in a tech story last week, and you're better off using paper currency or using your cell phone, you know, your smartphone, whatever wallet you have set up in there. You're better off doing that, because every time you hand a credit card to another human being, you can get the virus lives even longer on hard surfaces.
What's going on with the Pope? He's
okay.
He's all right. Okay.
He doesn't have
it,
I think, right?
He's sick, but they say he's negative on the testing.
All right. So what about all of the, I was thinking about this yesterday, the games, people getting together for basketball games and going together for sports and concerts and things like that. Will they have to be suspended? Are people wondering about going to, even the players, can you imagine out on the court bopping around and getting, you know, they get covered with sweat, they breathe each other's germs, they touch each other, and what?
It's funny you mention that, because I was actually, I'm literally in the middle of reading this, a new thing about March Madness, which Kara mentioned yesterday. Now apparently there is, the beating of the drum is louder to have March Madness go on and have it televised, but without any audience members. No spectators allowed. That is, I mean, they have on average, they said for the 2019 men's tournament, men's March Madness, almost 700,000 people, it's an average of 20,000 per game, show up. So if you can eliminate that, that might be a very effective way to have March Madness continue on, but without getting
everybody
sick.
Imagine being the players, though. And I mean, when you're so
that's
used to being
saying.
In an arena, that's, I mean, no, I'm not talking about the
noise,
players getting sick, but no noise, completely silent. I think that would totally change the atmosphere.
Freak you right out.
Yep.
Speaking, going back to delivery systems, I see that a U.S. UPS employee has been arrested for planning some kind of mass shooting. Late in the day yesterday, I saw some pictures of this guy who allegedly was threatening to carry out a mass shooting at one of the UPS facilities. Sunnyvale is in Colorado, is it not? Where is this? Where did this take place? Chased the guy around in a car.
I thought it was California.
Was it?
I'm pretty sure it's California.
I think, it is. Sunnyvale.
I can't imagine. Sunnyvale is probably not the most uncommon.
What, a police chase in Colorado?
No, I think that's safe to say California.
This guy had 20,000 rounds of handgun and rifle ammunition. Who doesn't think, hello, well, he probably didn't buy it all at the same time in the same place, but come on. Whew. Is there a record somewhere in the national database of your buying stuff? Is everybody in a database, and does it come up when you put somebody's name in? Does it show where else this person may have bought guns
Wouldn't
or
ammo?
Wouldn't
that make sense?
It would make sense,
I don't know if that exists. I don't know.
First time I asked that question, first time I ever thought about it, but it would seem to be appropriate here for sure.
I'm doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, exercising, but month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today, 888-291-9729, 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments, save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi, 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing, we will rock you.
We will rock you. We will rock you. You know what? I never much paid a lot of attention to Queen. I mean, it was okay. I listened to the stuff. I kind of liked some of their music. But there's something about that movie that really changed my, whether it's my opinion, my feeling, my interest. When I hear this song now, I get excited. I get all kind of worked up about it. I don't know if it affects you ladies that way or not, but there's something, it's like an anthem.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're like,
that way,
yeah, you're
ever,
like 20 years
late to that
party.
I'm late to the party. Okay, all right. This won't be the first time. Probably won't be the last. Queen, both with Freddie and with Adam Lambert, known for its eclectic stage outfits and these show-stopping hits. Legacy now being embodied. Queen has teamed up with Happy Socks. Literally on your feet. For a limited edition collection of rock lovers. Rock lovers. The Happy Socks Queen collaboration features six pairs of cotton crew socks, $16 a piece. Four pair of kids crew socks are $8 a piece. Also a four pack gift set. $64 for that. And a collector's edition six-pack, $96 for that. Features the band in a concert setting. Do you actually look at socks, ladies? Do any of you
My husband is a huge Queen fan, and so for Christmas, I gave him a bunch of Queen socks.
Did you?
And he literally just left for work wearing them, yes.
And he
said he gets so many compliments, because every time, you know, his pants ride up when he sits down, everyone's like, my God, cool socks. Women look at socks, men don't. Yeah.
I bought a whole bunch of George Bush socks from a guy in Kansas City. When I was visiting there, I don't know how many years ago that was, 7, 8, 9 years ago.
I did not know they made presidential socks.
George H.W. Bush.
It was the daddy.
Oh, okay.
It was daddy Bush's stuff.
He was very known for his socks.
Yeah, right. Anyway.
I think it's a way for men to show creativity in their outfit, because a lot of times it's a suit or a tie, slacks.
Yeah, it's nice to see color someplace. I tend to, when I get dressed up, try to be a little more colorful. So the band's hits are inspiration for these prints. We Will Rock You, the Brian May socks, Bohemian Rhapsody, Freddie Mercury socks. Another one, Bites the Dust, John Deacon socks. Radio Gaga, Roger Taylor socks, pairing them with each member's signature instrument. Happy Socks, says true to Queen's legacy as music and fashion pioneers. Their greatest hits and signature instruments come together with Happy Socks. Colorful collection invites you to take the stage with them. Happy Socks, known for other artist collaborations. They got the Beatles socks, Pharrell Williams socks, Andy Warhol, Banana Print socks, Linda Ramone. Why is she part of the Ramone family? Yeah, right, the Ramones?
I think Joey's... She's related somehow, so she's in charge of the Ramones estate.
Oh, is she?
So, okay. She and Marky are the last ones connected to it.
Okay.
But I think, didn't I give you Beatles socks? Because they're Happy Socks.
Yes, you did.
Yeah,
yes,
and NASA, socks. I think, socks or whatever. That was all from Happy Socks.
Yeah. The Happy Socks Queen, it's called the X-Queen Collection. Now available, you can buy them today at select retailers. I bet you can buy them online, too, wouldn't you think? When you,
can
you buy
them on
them?
The Happy Socks website.
Can you get them on the Queen website?
Yes,
the question.
They have it. Yeah,
you go to Queen
on
online
social.
Store. Yeah, I'm looking at them now. They're pretty
really?
Cute. Yeah.
All right. And what about women wearing them? Why are men wearing them?
I mean, women.
Yeah.
Women can wear them.
You look good in
them.
Yeah. You look with those red shoes you got.
Oh, that would look terrible.
Socks.
Oh, my God.
28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. Most of us aren't aware we are doing it. Touching our face between 3 to 30 times an hour. The problem, says Dr. Gregory Poland, is what we touch beforehand is often riddled with germs.
Bathroom faucets, door handles, escalator rails, computer terminals, anything that is commonly touched by the public.
But how germ-filled are common objects? Let's start with money.
Bad, but not highly transmissible.
Touch screens, devices, phones?
Bad.
Restaurant menus?
Really bad.
Doorknob handles?
Really, really bad.
What about our computer keyboards?
Those have been shown over and over again to be really grossly contaminated.
Dr. Poland offers these suggestions to reduce the chances of getting sick from these germs.
First, keep your hands out of your eyes, nose, and mouth. Second is either wash your hands with soap and water or use hand sanitizer.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump meets with airline CEOs at the White House to discuss coronavirus concerns.
We implemented sweeping travel restrictions, imposed historic quarantines, and marshaled American industry and science to begin developing a vaccine.
At At the meeting, the CEO of American Airlines, Doug Parker, along with Southwest CEO Gary Kelly, among those in attendance. Now, later in the day, Vice President Mike Pence, speaking in the White House briefing room, updating reporters on the situation. Pence heading up the coronavirus task force.
Now, all state laboratories, all university laboratories at the state level can conduct coronavirus tests.
In other news, Mike Bloomberg dropping out of the race. He's now backing Joe Biden. Elizabeth Warren, who didn't win any states on Super Tuesday, still deciding what she's going to do. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
It's a three-person race because in the race, in the hunt, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and then there's the Duggar. Here I am, Captain Curmudgeon on the DJV show. You know, I tell more people about that, Victoria, and they just kind of chuckle. I don't know what it is. People who know me well. And often I'll get a snicker like I get from you or a smirk. Or maybe just a smile.
People just don't want to tell you that they totally think that.
Is that so? Yes. Jennifer, would you like to tell me something that I don't know?
We think of you as Captain Curmudgeon.
You really?
Sometimes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. I suppose it's inevitable, the disrespect between the young and the old.
Oh, see, well, that's as soon as you go into, oh, the disrespect.
Thank you, by the way.
Yeah.
Did you say that we're the young? You're the old?
You are right. The young. Absolutely. When you're comparing yourself to me, of course you're the young. Please.
Phew.
All right, let's do something about the plastic bag situation. New York City is going to town on this. You know, we had a plastic ban in effect here in Framingham, and somehow or another it's fallen apart because too many stores were complaining. People were complaining. You got to pay 10 cents a bag here, and people didn't want to pay 10 cents for plastic. And some of the stores, you know, you can go into some stores these days. Target, for example. You can't get out of there without a plastic bag.
Well, and Target has had, they have been the target of so many different protests. And there's an online petition, I think, that has like 500,000 or 600,000 people have already signed it to get them to stop with the plastic bags. When I go into Target, I bring my own bags just like I'm going to the grocery store. Yeah. So, or I walk out and just say, no, you know what, if I buy clothes
or whatever.
I bring
my carpentry and I forget to bring them into the store.
Me too.
In California, I
leave mine in the car, so I always have them there.
Yeah, well, I do too.
And by the way, when I go to Target, I should just bring my car into the Target because parking terms are always
fill it right up.
Back it up, right?
All right. So anyway, what's New York doing?
Well, so New York grocery stores, bodegas, and other shops have they have less than a month before they are going to stop asking people if they want paper or plastic. And this is part of New York's big waste reduction law. It went into effect the measure was actually passed in last April. And so now on Sunday, stores have until April 1st to enforce the plastic bag ban. And if retailers violate the law, they get issued a warning first, then they face a $250 fine. And then they have, and then that fine doubles to $500 if violations occur in the same year. And so New York City, it's a very green city, which people wouldn't think is true, but it is actually. And a big part of that was Bloomberg when he was the mayor. But more than 23 billion plastic bags are used each year in New York. And so this is something that they had to get a handle on this because you just see plastic bags blowing around on the street. You know, people try to shove them into the regular garbage. They can't be recycled. It's a mess. And then it ends up in waterways and in the ocean.
Yep.
So, or in the Hudson River, and then that ends up in the ocean. It's a mess. So, grocery stores and food establishments can still use plastic bags for unpackaged meat and produce and takeout food, but other than that, if you go to the grocery store or a bodega, they just, you know, bring your own bag or just plan on carrying stuff on your own. I don't think this is going to affect New Yorkers that much because most New Yorkers have like a little cart that they, you know, most New Yorkers live in a walk-up building. And so there are some high-rises, yes, but most New Yorkers live in walk-ups. And so, you know, a lot of New Yorkers have like those little rolly carts that like, you know, old homeless ladies have, but a lot of them use that. But a lot of New Yorkers use those so that for all their groceries and everything because it's too much to carry.
Yes, if I'm going to be Captain Curmudgeon, I better get one of those baskets to haul around with me so I can bring
them. Do you roll them up the stairs? I've often wondered about this. If you don't have an elevator in your building, do you roll your stuff up?
Yeah. I mean, I always just carried my stuff, but all the older people in the building would definitely, you know, turn around and pull it up like a dolly kind of, you know what I mean? Like that. It's not
right,
fun, but it's reality.
Danger, Will Robinson Department. There's a big focus on scams. A report that seniors have had a cough up, or at least through no fault of their own, lost over $1 billion in fraudulent robocalls and all these damn things that come from China and India. So elder fraud becoming a priority, as it ought to be. But a lot of people just don't have the sophistication. We talked about Barbara Corcoran getting ripped off for $400,000. Here's the story of an elderly couple that lost their life savings. In the Justice Department lingo, they're investigating some of the nursing homes that are accused of mistreating people, neglecting older residents, ripping them off, horrifying examples of some of these things. Patients with bed sores, scabies, aren't fed enough, no medications, the filth, the mold, the insects, the rodents that are around. Good God, those people should be shot. Awful. Awful.
Well, it's a sad reality for a lot of older people who they don't have a place to go, or they don't have family, or their family, you know, dumps them there and doesn't keep them at home with them. It's horrible. But something has to be done. We can't just, you know, this is coming from Attorney General William Barr. I agree with him on this. He said they've already had 400 people have been charged in these types of scams.
Good.
And they're investigating 30 nursing homes across 9 states for mistreating the residents. So elder abuse is something that is so horrific.
And so sad.
But it happens all the time. And it's
many
really
times
bad.
These patients have dementia and they don't really even realize what's happening to them. It makes it even harder to track.
The coronavirus is having a big impact on lots of different businesses. The advertising business is one of them. There are a lot of people. We are in the advertising business. That's what this program is supported by. It's how we get on the air. And most of the other radio programs, especially ones you listen to on commercial radio, and don't kid yourself, that's how PBS stays in business. They just don't call it advertising, but it is. And, you know, so you see what's going on here because marketing is necessary when you got a product to sell. But if you don't, you don't have a product to sell, like automobile advertising cut way, way, way back. And the other things, anything that's connected to China, that activity, that advertising, the promotion for the Summer Olympics, into the can, because they don't even know if they're going to have it yet. The only bright spot has been Michael Bloomberg, and if he decides to pull out of the race, that'll be the end of that. But it's just a really interesting reality to see how we're all being affected. Everybody's being affected by this one way or the other. Here's some good news. The military says that a National Guard soldier is only a couple of weeks away from becoming the first woman Green Beret. I think this is cool. New York Times reporting today, the soldier is in the final stages of their qualification course. She's ready to graduate. Now, if you're thinking about going in to be accepted into the course to be a Green Beret, you have to pass a 24-day assessment program on military skills, things like navigation, marching with all that heavy combat gear, and women just have not been able to master it yet. The soldier's not identified, but she wants to graduate as a Special Forces Engineer Sergeant. And then there's another woman who's working through a longer qualification course, pursuing a role as a Special Forces Medical Sergeant. But they have to carry like 80-pound packs on their back, this kind of stuff. So good luck to them. Army Special Forces, women who want, more and more women are aspiring to these things because more and more women are becoming physically able to do it. I have a lot of respect and regard for that sort of thing. I think it's a fabulous thing when women do. Well, I say all the time, I don't like it when we separate out men and women and black and white and all that stuff. But I'm all for pushing.
But in order for it to become normalized, we do have to make a big deal about
it at first.
Okay. Yeah. And then it becomes more commonplace.
Yeah, glass ceiling breakers. You don't want to be a glass ceiling breaker in somebody's
house. I always count on you ladies to smarten me up. Speaking of the military, Saudi military students have now resumed flight training here. Remember last month the Pentagon barred all of the 852 Saudi military students from training after the Saudi airmen killed those 3 soldiers in Pensacola. Remember that? Defense Secretary directed the Pentagon to strengthen their process for screening the students. And now they've announced some new safety restrictions under the new policies. International students are banned from owning firearms. Can't have any guns. That's good. That's a good move. They also no longer have unlimited access to all installations. Another good move. Why should we trust them, especially the damn Saudis? I don't see
why are we training them?
We're selling them hundreds of airplanes, and nobody else is going to be able to teach them how to fly the thing, so that's why they're here. That's
this
it.
This is commercial air?
No, I thought this was... Military.
Military stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, military.
We do that, and by the way, it would shock you, it's not just the Saudis. We do it for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I believe that. I just didn't know why they were in Florida.
Most of them are our friends. Yeah. Well, it's kind of nice, sunny, warm down there. Have a good
time. Isn't that nice for them?
It is very nice for them.
It's also a base where they do training.
Right. The American Family Farmer.
It's part of their timeshare sale. You can buy this military equipment and we'll put you up in sunny Florida.
Yeah, right. Hooray! The American Family Farmer Show, which I do every week, focusing on the latest agricultural news, forecast, things that are going on, connecting family, farm, and food. In the latest episode that's up right now at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, I speculate on what happens if we have another wet spring, and we talk in detail about going beyond grass-fed beef and poultry. That is, what you can expect this year in terms of really good, healthy beef, poultry, how things are changing. So if you want to get updated on that, if you're somebody who's looking for more information, I mean, even the simplest thing, like, you know, the government doesn't care whether we know where the beef comes from or not, because you don't know where it's coming from. So you buy from a local farmer, you know where it's coming from. And the story behind that is that this week's podcast of last week's show on the American Family Farmer Show, that's where you get the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You can listen to the program in its entirety there. Listen on iTunes and Spotify and Stitcher and Google Play and iHeart. Wherever you get podcasts, you can find the American Family Farmer Show at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Nobody thinks twice about getting a second opinion on a doctor or a lawyer. But what about when you need somebody to work on your home, like an electrician, landscaper, or plumber? Somebody doing major work on your pipes definitely calls for a second opinion. So next time you get a recommendation on a pro, get a second opinion at Angie's List. As the authority on local pros, we offer thousands of reviews, plus business info, offers, and photos. Just go to AngiesList.com. Hey, you want to feel great about who you're hiring, and we second that opinion.
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USANA.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24-7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-579-6960. 800-579-6960. 800-579-6960.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The hour. Now it's time for our weekly visit with the live and lively Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show at thepetshow.com. He's not actually in the web, but his show is carried on the web, and his visibility is on the web. All right? Warren is about as easygoing as a guy you can find, and nothing much fazes him. People ask him crazy questions on the program. One of the questions he was asked last week, as I was listening, it was about ghosting. And this is a big problem. If you don't understand what it is, you don't understand the term ghosting, why don't we use it in a universal sense, Warren, and then talk how the implication is obviously maybe even more serious for dogs than it is for people.
Well, let me explain it the best way I can. My producer on The Pet Show was dating someone for about a year and a half. They left on a Friday, never heard from him again. Never heard from him again.
The two of them? No.
My producer's still here, but the guy she was going out with for over a year, he just left, and she never heard from him again.
Really?
And now he's gone. He's living with someone in God knows Arizona. So that's ghosting. Ghosting is when you're with somebody or something and you just totally disappear, i.e. the term ghosting. I refer to it in terms of the way people do their pets. For example, so many people, not so many, but a lot of people will take their dogs or their cats to a shelter. What do you think those dogs or cats think when you leave and you never return? That's ghosting. It drives me absolutely crazy. You know, especially, and we were talking about this, Victoria was talking with me before about the older dogs and the older cats especially. Mm-hmm. I just did a story about a 14-year-old dog and was going deaf and blind, and what they decided to do was bring it to the shelter rather than treat it. I cannot imagine, there's a person that deserves to be in hell more than anyone else I ever knew.
You remember, you and I talked about the bulldog sanctuary down in Orange County, and I went down and looked at those dogs, was it last year or the year before, the winter before I got Daisy, which was 2 years ago this time. And there were 14 dogs, and I wanted to take every single one of them home with me. They scrutinized me and they wouldn't let me. But I'm looking at some of these old dogs, just so lovable, the sweetest old things that you know nobody gives a damn about. It's just, may open up I got a canine sanctuary here. I may just limit it to old dogs.
Every living thing deserves to be loved and taken care of. You know, that's why I do so much work with the smaller mom-and-pop shelters all across the country. These are the ones that are going into the shelters and pulling out the 12-year-old or the 13-year-old dog or cat.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, I support them as much as I can. It's, you know, there are sanctuaries out there that specifically work with older dogs. I work with a close friend that only takes dogs with disabilities. So there are organizations out there. The problem is most people don't know about it. They'll donate their money to an organization they see advertising on TV, not realizing it's a small mom and pop that have to have a garage sale just to spay or neuter one dog. So support the local rescues and humane groups. That's what I do.
Yeah, you really got to do that. Well, it goes for other animals too. But you know what's painful? When I'm traveling as much as I do, and especially in the wintertime, and I can't bring Daisy with me. She's out in California, and I have a wonderful guy who stays with her, and she loves to have the attention because she really needs to be around people. But I know when I get back, when I leave her, I miss her, and I wonder, I tell her that I will be back. And I hope that gets through to her, because she would never want to think that when I leave, she thinks I'm not going to ever, she's been abandoned most of her life. So does she think when I leave that, I can ask you, because you're the psychology major when it comes to dog, does she think I'm leaving and not coming back?
You know, that's the biggest question I get. So many of my listeners have adopted their dogs and cats, and they call and the trainers say your dog has separation anxiety. Yeah. And the bottom line is that it's not separation anxiety all the time. It's abandonment issues. These are some of these dogs have been in one home, then went to a shelter, then went to another home, and then back to a shelter.
Yeah.
So every time their guardian leaves, they assume they're not coming back. So I work with this on a basis where I have people actually leaving the dog for 2 minutes, going into another room and coming right back. The dog starts to realize when they're gone, there's always going to be a return. So don't confuse separation anxiety from a dog who's been, given up two or three times. That's really abandonment issues, and dealing with a little bit at a time can make all the difference in the world.
Remember I told you the day I picked her up and brought her home, she threw up in the car twice, and I realized that it was because she was so nervous. I think you and I talked about it. She didn't know where she was going because she'd been moved around so much from Alabama to Rhode Island to Massachusetts. She just didn't know what was, and she had the sweetest face. Remember, when I first got her, Victoria, I posted some of those pictures of her face.
Yeah, she's adorable.
She's a great little girl. All right, now you're making me sad. I don't want to be sad. Warren Eckstein. These poor little dogs. We're going to take care of them. It's 59 after the hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.